朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Bible for the words of God, Galatians chapter 2.
我们从第一节读到第十节。
Let's read from verses 1 to 10.
天父，我们实在感谢你把圣经赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for giving us the Bible.
求你借着这个宝贵的圣经，透过圣灵来帮助我们明白并且遵守。
We beseech you that through the words of the Bible, through the Holy Spirit, that you teach us to understand the words.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head in respect and pray our honor to you.
因为我们知道你。
Because we know you.
只有你。
Only you.
是真理。
You the truth.
也只有你。
And only you.
可以帮我们解释得清楚。
Are able to explain clearly to us.
我们求神的话好像食物一样。
We ask that the word of God be like food to us.
从你而来。
Coming from you.
能够喂养我们的灵魂。
To able to feed our spirit.
我们有许多不同的需要。
We have so many different needs.
我们相信在你的智慧之中，
We believe that in your wisdom,
你能够借着你的话来教导我们每一个人。
You're able to teach each and every one of us through your words.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我不相信在我们中间有任何的人。
I don't believe amongst us that there's anyone.
读了这十节圣经，
After reading these 10 verses of the Bible,
你会很兴奋，
that you will get really excited,
你会很开心，
you will be very happy,
你会觉得，
you will feel that,
2000多年前，
over 2000 years ago,
这个名字叫保罗的人，
this person whose name is Paul,
带着他的两个同伴，
leading two companions of his,
到耶路撒冷去见几个人，开了个小会。
He went to Jerusalem to meet a few people and have a small conference.
有什么大不了啊？
What's so great about that?
这种事还写在圣经里。
Why do you have to record such kind of issues on the Bible?
又不是十九大。
It is not like the 19th CPC.
我更不相信我们中间有任何一个人。
And all the more I do not believe that anyone amongst us.
认为这段圣经
Consider that this part of the Bible
跟我很有关系啊
That has a great relationship with me
所以我们坐在这里
Therefore when we're seated here
我们还没听就可以准备睡觉
Before we even listen, start listening we are prepared to be sleeping
但是如果我们知道
However if we know
这一个小小的会议啊
This small meeting
不但在教会历史上
Not only the, in the history of the church
是极为关键的一次会议
It's an extremely critical conference
而且是对着我们每一个人
And also is towards each and every one of us
哦，非常非常的重要
It's very, very important
假如保罗没有去耶路撒冷
If Paul had not gone to Jerusalem
如果他去了
If he had gone
但是事情没搞定
But he didn't fix the issue
今天呢
Today
这个世界上可能没有基督徒的信仰
In this world there may not be the Christian faith
因为你要知道
Because you have to know
当时在耶路撒冷的基督徒
At that time the Christians in Jerusalem
他们生下来就是犹太人。
They were born Jewish.
从小就遵守犹太教一切的习俗。
Since they were small, they actually obey all the traditions of the Jewish religion.
现在他们信耶稣了。
Now that they have believed in Jesus,
罗马人看他们。
The Romans view them.
那不就是犹太教里面的一个新的支派吗？
And they're just one of the new sects in the Jewish faith.
耶路撒冷
Jerusalem
这一些信徒
These believers
他们对着保罗去外邦人中间传福音
They view the fact that Paul went to the Gentiles to preach the gospel
其实他们很有看法的
Actually they have a lot of point of views of their own
这是为什么
That is why
你读使徒行传的时候
When you're reading the book of Acts
你发现无论保罗跑到哪里去
You will discover that regardless of where Paul went
他辛辛苦苦地传福音
He's preached the gospel so laboriously
好不容易建立了一个小教会
And after so much hard work, he built up a small church
后面就一定有人从耶路撒冷来
And then following thatDefinitely, there will be someone coming from Jerusalem.
这些从耶路撒冷来的人干什么呢？
What were these people from Jerusalem doing?
他们就是要告诉这些刚刚信耶稣的人。
And they want to tell these new believers who believe in Jesus.
哦，你们可以信耶稣是很好的事啊。
It's a good thing that you believe in Jesus.
但是千万不要忘记啊。
But don't ever forget.
信耶稣是不够的呀。
Believing in Jesus is not alone, is not enough.
你不但要信耶稣啊。
Not only do you have to believe in Jesus,
更重要的。
More importantly,
你一定要遵守犹太教各样的遗传跟习俗的。
You have to believe, observe all the traditions and legacies of the Jewish faith.
你想象一下。
Imagine this.
如果保罗那次失败了
If Paul had failed at that time,
各地的信徒
all believers in all the lands,
他们就要做一个很困难的选择
they will have to make a very difficult choice.
我们是要相信保罗呢
do we believe in Paul?
我们还是要相信其他十来个使徒呢
or do we believe in all the about over tens of the apostles?
福音可是从那十几个使徒开始的。
The gospel really started from those over 10 apostles.
保罗是后来出来的呀。
Paul came up later.
你说说看。
So tell me about it.
你是要相信一个保罗。
Do you want to believe just one Paul?
他是后来的。
Who appeared later?
还是相信那个最开始的那十几个大使徒。
Or you believe those great 10 apostles started from the beginning.
这是为什么我说
This is why I said
如果那一次保罗没去
If that time, at that time Paul did not go
或者保罗失败了
Or Paul had failed
我们今天的信仰其实根本就不存在
Our faith today would not exist at all
你说那有什么关系呢
So you say, well, what does it matter?
第一我们可能不能得救
First is we may not be saved
第二就算我们得救了
Secondly, even if we had been saved
那我们就一定是犹太教里面信耶稣的这个支派里面的人。
So we definitely would then be one of the sets of the believers in Jesus of the Jewish faith.
那你说跟你有什么关系
？So then you say, well, what has that to do with me?
你需要学希伯来文哦。
You have to learn Hebrews.
因为犹太人都要学希伯来文的呀。
Because all the Jewish people have to study Jewish.
你们的小孩
your children
你们结婚以后你们会有小孩的
after you're married you will have kids
你想办法叫你的小孩学中文
try your utmost to teach you, ask your children to learn Chinese
你已经快没命了
you will take your life
现在你还要叫你的小孩学希伯来文
and now you have to teach your children to study Hebrews
你还想活吗
do you want to live?
这个还是小哎。
And this is still a small matter.
你再想一想。
Think more.
猪肉可不能吃了。
You cannot eat pork.
这中国人怎么活啊
？How can the Chinese people live?
不吃猪肉还行吗
？Is it okay? Can I survive without the pork?
这是为什么我说
This is why I said
这一个会议
This meeting, this conference
极其重要
is extremely important
这一个会议
and this conference
它的中心
its focal point, its highlight
就是福音真理的合一
is the unity of the gospel truth
这段圣经
and this part of the Bible
一到二节
verses 1 to 2
是讲到合一的努力
is talk about the labor, the efforts in the unity
三到五节
verses 3 to 5
是讲到合一的接纳
is talking about the acceptance of the unity
六到七节
verses 6 to 7
讲到合一的信息
It talk about the faithfulness of the unity
the message.
The message of the unity
八到十节
Verses 8 to 9
合一的事工
It is the ministry of the unity
我们现在就仔细的来看一下这一段至关重要的会议内容
So now together we're going to look at this most important contents regarding the gospel
第一节说
Verse 1 says
过了十四年
Then after 14 years
我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去
When I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas
并带着提多同去
And taking Titus along with me
保罗上一次跟巴拿巴去耶路撒冷是十四年之前
And the last time that Paul went with Barnabas to Jerusalem was 14 years ago
14年保罗不去
For 14 years Paul did not go there
这至少告诉你一件事
This at least tell you one thing
保罗对着耶路撒冷
Paul towards Jerusalem
对着耶路撒冷那一些有名望比他先做使徒的那些大人物
And Paul towards those reputed and apostle who became the great people before him
是没有什么兴趣的
He wasn't interested in them at all.
他根本就不想跟他们打什么交道的。
He didn't plan on getting a relationship with them.
可是十四年之后
However, 14 years later,
他决定去了。
He has decided to go.
而且不是一个人去。
And also not to go alone.
带着巴拿巴。
He brought Barnabas with him.
哎，这个带着巴拿巴。
To this bringing Barnabas with him,
其实是有道理的。
There's a reason behind it.
为什么呢
Why is it then?
因为巴拿巴是和保罗一起在外邦人中间传福音的。
Because Barnabas had shared the gospel with Paul among the Gentiles.
巴拿巴是亲眼看见过神的恩典与大能。
Barnabas had seen with his own eyes great God's grace and great power.
而且不要忘记
And also do not forget
巴拿巴原来是哪个教会的
Where did Barnabas which church did Barnabas come from originally
耶路撒冷教会的
Jerusalem the church
巴拿巴原来在耶路撒冷教会
Barnabas originally come from the church of Jerusalem
不是一般的人啊
Is not an ordinary person
他在耶路撒冷教会是大大有名望。
He is reputed, he has a great name in the Church of Jerusalem.
而且是他被使徒非常看重的一个人。
And he also viewed as very important by the apostles.
非常有影响的。
Very great influence.
就是他。
It, and that is him.
当年去把很多很难搞定的事在耶路撒冷都搞定了。
In those days that he went to fix a lot of difficult tasks in Jerusalem.
保罗现在带着巴拿巴去。
And now Paul is bringing Barnabas with him.
这肯定是能够很大的一个助力。
And so this is actually going to be a great help.
但是呢
However,
带一个提多。
To bring with him a Titus.
保罗特别强调是带提多。
Paul emphasized the fact that he's bringing Titus with him.
提多是个外邦人。
And Titus is a Gentile.
而且是一个没有受过割礼的外邦人。
Also is a Gentile without ever been circumcised.
这其实是一个很奇怪的事。
This is actually a very strange thing.
谁会要把一个没有受过割礼的外邦人带到耶路撒冷这个地方啊？
Who would bring a person, a Gentile who's never circumcised, to Jerusalem, this place?
耶路撒冷是犹太传统文化的中心啊。
Jerusalem is the Jewish, traditional center of culture.
你这不是存心去挑戏吗
？So are you trying there, going there to just to challenge them?
如果你叫我要举个例子
，If you ask me to cite an example，
假如你今天到了清真寺
，And if you go to the mosque today，
然后你带了烤猪肉去在那边吃
，And you bring with you barbecue pork to eat there，
你是在干什么
？What are you doing there？
你是在找打。
You're looking for trouble.
保罗把提多带去是干什么？
And why did Paul bring Titus with him? What is he doing?
保罗是找打吗？
Is Paul looking for trouble?
其实保罗是要把提多带去。
Actually, Paul is bringing Titus.
是能够要验证。
Is to verify.
耶路撒冷的教会
The Church of Jerusalem
是否可以按照福音的真理
Whether they are going to act according to the truth of the gospel
来接纳提多
To accept Titus
因为福音的真理
Because the truth of the gospel
乃是告诉人
Is telling people
神可以接纳人唯一的条件
The only condition, the criteria that God can accept men
是借着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就那个恩典的救赎。
Is the salvation grace that Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross?
人只要凭着信心接受就可以。
All man has to do is to through faith to accept it, then it's fine.
不是根据你是谁。
It's not according to who you are.
也不是根据你干了什么事。
And it's not according to what you have done.
更不是你是犹太人还是外邦人。
And all the more is not according to whether you're Jewish or you're Gentile.
当你读这一节圣经的时候
When you read this verse of the Bible,
你注意到
pay attention to,
不是耶路撒冷的使徒们召唤保罗过来。
Is not the apostles in Jerusalem calling Paul to come?
保罗为什么去呢?
Why did Paul go?
第二节保罗说
Verse 2 Paul says
他是奉启示上去的
He said it's because of a revelation that he went
是神感动他
And it's God who has moved him
神带领他
God who's leading him
要他去
And want him to go
去做什么呢?
What is he doing there then?
去把他在外邦人所传的福音对着弟兄们陈说。
Is to repeat the gospel that he spread his teaching to the Gentiles, to these brothers in Jerusalem.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
保罗这趟去。
And this trip that Paul made.
第一。
First.
他带了一个外邦的信徒
He brought a Gentile believer
第二
Secondly
他带去了在外邦人中所传的福音
He brought with him the gospel that he spread among the Gentiles
他去了以后呢
And after he went there
跟所有耶路撒冷的弟兄们
And with all the brothers in Jerusalem
他都跟他们分享
He shared with them all
但是他特别强调
However, he specifically emphasized
他是背地里对那有名望之人说的
That he actually privately proclaimed this among those who are reputed
谁是那些有名望的人呢
And who are these people with fame?
你知道就是雅各咯
You know that is James
彼得咯
Peter
约翰咯
John
都是这些大人物
And all these great people
那他为什么需要和这些使徒们来传讲他所 在外邦传的福音呢？
Why is it necessary then for him to repeat this gospel that he spread among the Gentiles to these brothers?
他为什么要暗暗地对这些有名望的人说呢？
Why does he have to say to these famed people privately?
他是要让读这封书信的人知道。
He wants these readers of this epistle to know.
保罗不是在使徒们公开会议上来考验他的信仰。
He is not trying to test the faith of these brothers publicly.
他为什么要跟他们分享？
Why is he sharing with them then?
他是唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。
He's afraid that in the past and now that I'll be running in vain.
哎，你读到这里不要太快读过去。
So if you, when you read up to this part, do not just rush past it.
因为你太快读过去，你一定没有读懂。
Because if you rush past it, you will not definitely not understand it.
你们读新约圣经的人告诉我。
You reader of the New Testament, please tell me.
从圣经中所记载的保罗。
Paul that's recorded in the Bible.
是个胆小鬼吗？
Is a very timid person, cowardice person.
肯定不是啊。
Definitely not.
他真的是胆大包天啊。
He's actually a very bold person.
那他怎么会唯恐呢？
So then why is he afraid then?
他怕什么？
What is he afraid of?
你千万不要以为。
Definitely do not think that.
保罗是对着他所传的福音本身的正确性有半点的怀疑。
That Paul is not having any doubt at all in the accuracy of the gospel that he preached.
因为上一章我们已经说过了。
Because in the last chapter we have already talked about it.
保罗是充满了信心。
Paul is full of faith.
他知道这个福音是谁告诉他的。
And he knows this gospel is taught to him by whom.
他知道这个福音怎么来的。
You know where this gospel comes from?
他有信心到一个地步。
He is so full of faith to an extent.
他说任何人讲的跟我讲的不一样，那就不是福音。
He said anyone who is preaching a gospel that is different than mine, then it's not a gospel.
所以他现在怕什么？
So then what is he afraid of now?
绝对不是害怕他讲的不对。
Absolutely it's not because that he thinks that what he said is wrong.
当然你也不要乱猜。
Of course, you shouldn't guess, speculate.
不要猜说保罗担心的是这使徒们他们这个福音是不是没搞清楚。
Oh, that Paul is worried that the apostles is not clear on the gospel themselves.
保罗确实的知道。
Paul definitely, truthfully know.
这些使徒是跟过耶稣的。
These apostles have followed Jesus before.
他们不会错的。
They cannot be wrong.
他们一定知道他们信的是什么。
They definitely know what they believe in.
保罗怕什么呢？
What is Paul afraid of then?
保罗所担心的。
What Paul is worried about is
如果他跟使徒们
If he and the apostles
不能够一同站在同样的态度上
If they cannot stand on the same line and attitude
对待那一些假师父
To treat those false teachers
因为那些假师父
Because those false teachers
是从耶路撒冷出来的
came from Jerusalem
如果他们没有在同样的一个立场上的话
if they do not have the same stand
保罗所担心的
what Paul is worried about is
他传福音的工作
the work of his the preaching of his gospel
就会被这些假师父给破坏
it will be destroyed by these false teachers
而不能够结出果子来
And then cannot bear fruits.
保罗
Paul
带着提多
taking with him Titus
其实是要让使徒们看到
Actually, he wants to allow the apostle to see
一个外邦人
a Gentile
因为信了福音
because he has believed in the gospel
生命可以改变
that his life can be changed.
所以他们带了提多去给使徒看。
So therefore, then he bring Titus to show him to the apostles.
然后看看使徒们，你接纳不接纳这一个弟兄
？And then to look at the apostles to view whether they would accept this brother.
从这两节圣经里
，And from these two verses of the Bible,
我们可以学到什么呢？
What can we learn from it then?
就是当我们发现
That is when we discover that
如果福音上面的合一
If the unity of the gospel
有问题的时候
Has a problem there
我们要祷告
We need to pray
我们要按照神的感动
We need to pray according to the moving of our God
尽我们所能的
Do our utmost.
好像以弗所书那里说的
Just like the book of Ephesians, what it says there.
要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
Do God with your utmost the unity of the heart given to us by the Holy Spirit.
第三节和第四节
Verses 3 and 4.
保罗就讲到合一里面的接纳
And Paul is talking about the acceptance of the unity.
当加拉太的人读到第二节和第三第一节和第二节的时候
When the people of Galatians, when they read up to the verses 1 and 2,
他们一定很担心
They definitely must be worried.
使徒们会接纳提多吗
Would the apostles accept Titus?
还是叫提多一定要受割礼啊
Or would they insist on the circumcision for Titus?
所以保罗就快快的在第三节就告诉他们。
Then very quickly, then Paul in verse 3 told them.
他说啊，跟我一起去的这个提多。
He said, "This Titus who went with me."
虽然是一个希腊人。
Although he's a Greek.
希腊人当然就是外邦人了。
Of course, a Greek is then as a Gentile.
保罗先把结果告诉他们。
Paul first told them the result.
也没有勉强他受割礼。
Did not force him to be circumcised.
这是一个很大的胜利啊
This is a great victory.
这很重要的一个结论啊
It's a very important conclusion.
但是你要知道
But you have to know.
这一个胜利
This victory.
不是那么简单得来的
He didn't gain it so easily.
没有勉强他受割礼
Did not force him to be circumcised.
讲起来好轻松啊
It sounds very easy when you talk about it.
你读下一节你就知道
But then when you read the next verse, you will know.
其实压力是三大
And because the pressure is so great.
因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄
Because there's false teachers who slipped in to us.
这些假弟兄啊
And these false teachers.
他们的信仰很简单。
They believe their faith is very simple.
你如果去读《使徒行传》十五章第一节
，If you go to read the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 5.
No, 15, verse 1.
Verse 1.
他们的信仰是什么呢
？What is their faith?
若不按摩西的条规受割礼，不能得救。
If they are not circumcised according to Moses' law, they cannot be saved.
这是他们的信仰。
This is their faith.
这些人说：“你把提多带来干什么
？”So these people were saying, "Why did you bring Titus with you?"
他们肯定是跟这些使徒讲。
They definitely had told these apostles.
这个人没有受割礼。
This person has not been circumcised.
没有按照我们祖宗的律法。
Did not act according to the laws of our ancestors.
不可能得救。
He cannot be saved.
不要跟他来往。
Don't have anything to do with him.
但是你注意啊
But pay attention.
保罗知道
Paul knows.
重点还不是割礼不割礼啊
The highlight is really not whether he's circumcised.
保罗却说是我们在基督耶稣里的自由啊
Paul is saying our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus.
他说这些假弟兄让我们受割礼啊
Because he said, these false teachers, he wants us to have circumcision.
其实是要把我们的自由变成了奴隶。
He's actually wanting to turn our freedom into slavery.
怎么说呢
How is it put this way then?
因为一个信耶稣的人
Because a believer in Jesus.
是借着相信神
It's through believing in God.
靠着神在耶稣基督的死上
And through God, through Jesus Christ's death.
完全靠着他的恩典
totally depending on his grace
借着信心
through faith
得到自由的
that we gain that freedom
如果
if
我们现在要求一个信耶稣的人
now we invite a believer in Jesus
除了相信神所做的之外
other than believing in what God has done
我们还得做什么事的话
And what else, something additional we have to do?
我们必须要遵守这个必须要遵守那个
We have to observe this and observe that.
在保罗看来
And to Paul,
就是让一个自由的人
is to allow a person who's free
变成一个奴仆
become a slave.
因为我们不能够再单单的凭着信心来依靠神
Because then we can no longer simply through faith to trust in our God.
我们还要靠自己
And we also additionally have to trust on ourselves.
我们必须做什么
Is there something we must do?
不做
If we don't do it.
不行
No, we can't.
这就叫奴仆
So that's called slavery.
现在摆在面前的
And now what is placed in front of us?
就是提多
It's Titus.
他是外邦人
He's a Gentile.
他靠着信耶稣
He through believing in Jesus.
而且保罗在使徒们中间
And also Paul amongst the apostles.
以及耶路撒冷的弟兄们中间
And amongst the brothers in Jerusalem.
让他们清楚地接受
Let them clearly accept.
提多不需要受割礼
Titus is not required to have circumcision.
你知道这什么意思吗
Do you know what this means?
如果提多在耶路撒冷不需要受割礼
If Titus in Jerusalem does not need to be circumcised
那么所有的人
Then all other people
都不再需要遵守这些律法的辖制
No longer needs to observe the bondage of these laws
一个人可以被神接纳
A person can be accepted by God
是单纯靠神的恩典
It's simply through the grace of God
真正的信心
True faith
就足够了
It's sufficient
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹感谢你的收听也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持与我们一起同工带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩